To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of sunrise on Thanksgiving Day 2021 from the vantage point of a retired friend's backyard barn, which is presumably somewhere in Oswego County in upstate New York. I say presumably because our retired friend doesn't advertise their current address on Facebook, and their retired life is far from sedentary, as they have been known to share the sites of their travels to various New York State parks, the Adirondacks, and their cabin up in Maine. They also have been known to share photos of various work projects that lead me to believe that the term semi-retired is more appropriate, because I can't imagine anyone doing the work they do, repairing chimneys and doing roofs, to be a hobby. It's Black Friday, that day after Thanksgiving when the Christmas shopping season begins in full force. It's a day that quite a few of us will have off to decide whether we want to spend it relaxing at home with Thanksgiving leftovers or to decorate for Christmas, or perhaps to take to the roads to see new sights on an extended weekend trek, or to brave the commercial wasteland of doorbuster deals. For me, I'm not quite sure yet what the day holds specifically, but I know that I won't be chasing down the latest fad toy like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way. My adult children are past the age where I may have deemed that to be necessary, and I have matured to understand how limited material items are in their ability to satisfy. Running into the chaos of a holiday shopping melee just isn't on the menu anymore, as I take more joy in the reason for the season than the hoopla of the holiday. So as we enter into the Christmas season, I pray that all my friends remember the Prince of Peace, for whom the holiday is intended to celebrate, and to consider that he came to Earth to give us rest, and his entrance into the world came with angelic tidings of peace on Earth and goodwill toward men. So whether you decide to use the weekend to decorate for the upcoming holiday, to fight the good fight of claiming your share of some holiday shopping deals, or just decide to rest after the stress of Thanksgiving, I encourage you to include some contemplation of the reason why we celebrate and why we are here. God sent Christ to earth to reconcile mankind to him and to save us from ourselves. Our selfish and sinful lives are in opposition to the peace, love, joy, and goodness that the Lord would have us experience through the fruit of the Spirit. While sinful men would encourage us to buy our way into happiness, the Lord calls us to accept the free gift of salvation that we can't buy, work, or fight for. The Lord calls us to stop striving and to stop trying to earn the peace and joy that is only possible through a harmonious relationship with him. He calls us out of the darkness of the world system and our own efforts to humbly acknowledge our need for rest and peace with him. So connect or reconnect with the Prince of Peace. Know that in Christ, death has lost its sting because he gives everlasting life to all who place their faith in him. When we know our future is assured to be good, we can enjoy the present. So keep walking and talking with God. His gift of salvation is not for sale on Black Friday. It comes through faith in Christ alone, and the burden of life with him is light, and he will give you rest and peace forevermore. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book from N. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 37:5, and it says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you." Today's verse speaks of the spiritual reality that God will indeed help us, but it indicates that there may be some conditions to meet to receive it. Our Heavenly Father isn't a genie in a bottle. Our Lord is a personal God. He loves us and cares what happens to us and how we live our lives. So while just about everyone will gladly take whatever blessings and help that the Lord could offer them, we should understand that typically the help we receive from the Lord is proportional to the relationship we have with him. I often refer to Romans 8:28's promise of God working all things together for good, but I'm quick to emphasize that the promise is for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That verse, like today's verse, tells us that God will help us, but like today's verse, it also indicates that a relationship with God is required. Romans 8:28 tells us that the promise of all things being worked together for good is conditional on the recipient loving God and being called to his purposes. Today's verse assures us that God will help you, but that help comes to us when we commit everything we do to the Lord and that we trust him. Committing everything we do to the Lord is the disciples' path, where we decide to live according to God's way by trusting that the Word of God can teach us how to live our lives, and that we trust God enough to actually apply the Bible's teaching to our lives on a continual basis. The help we receive can include miraculous instances of divine intervention, or by being the recipient of God's providence as his hand influences the normal circumstances of time and space to result in favorable outcomes for us. But the help we receive from the Lord can also be the result of the consequences of good choices that are made based on God's word. By following the Lord's wisdom for living from the Bible, we can be said to be those who help themselves by aligning our hearts and our actions with God's will for our lives. Rather than a disconnected religious recipe of meeting all the conditions of prayer to manipulate the Lord to bless us, our faith should be seen and lived as a dynamic relationship with him, where we demonstrate our trust and love for our Heavenly Father by living as he instructs, seeking his presence, and listening for his guidance. God will help us, so trust in him and commit everything you do to the Lord by placing your faith in Jesus Christ and living like one of his disciples. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from June Hunt's Evil and Suffering. Why is God fair? As always, I share this information for educational purposes and encourage all to purchase June Hunt's books for your own private study and to support her work. Today, the section that we grab from that resource is ask the question, what is the problem of evil? The problem of evil is huge, for those who don't have a living relationship with God. So this material is valuable for us to be equipped to answer those objections. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and I had a wonderful time with people who are going to be my family as I get married on January 1st. And at the same time, I was reminded of people who are living outside of God's will. Not the people I was with yesterday, but I was reminded of some people who were celebrating in ways that didn't exactly glorify the Lord, and whose actions and behaviors are more of confusion than of rightness and goodness and holiness. And I had, instead of feeling self-righteous and going, wow, these people really have it wrong, I felt deep sorrow in my heart because realized how these people's licentious lifestyle really reflected what I used to be like, and how lost I was, where I sought, the fun of the holiday through substances and through overabundance of food and, everything but a relationship with the Lord. It's a dark time out there, and the people that are enslaved to sin and are living for themselves are truly, truly worthy of our compassion, because they don't know the truth and the peace that comes from a living relationship with the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ. So as we go about today, and we might want to be, we might feel a little superior to the people running out on Black Friday to get material items to buy a holiday, we should remember that they're desperately in need of the truth of the gospel and a relationship with the Lord. And we should make efforts to encourage people to pursue the Lord, to keep walking and talking with God. So we encourage everyone to walk out the disciples' faith, the disciples' path of faith, because it's a living, continuous, progressive journey through life that is marked by the fruit of the Spirit. So we do that by encouraging people to listen to our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast. We've done three series, Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. They're available on the podcast and on the blog, sort of. Search and see what's available. And if you'd like to take a deeper step in the material, contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. And I will provide the printed materials for those classes at no cost via email. Also, if you need to fellowship with the Word of God and other Christians and don't have a Bible study of your own, on the podcast we have several Bible studies, all under the heading of Bible Study with the Zincatis, where Arthur and Susanna Zincati and myself discuss various aspects of our faith and how the Word of God speaks wisdom into our lives. So if you want to be a part of our Bible study fellowship, just tune in once a week to Bible Study with the Zincatis. You can find the outlines on mtforchrist.org with a link to each Bible study podcast discussion. Today's Friday. For those working, I pray for you. And for those off, I pray for you. So let's pray for all of us. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for the gift of the knowledge of the truth of who Jesus Christ is and how you led us out of darkness into a life eternal that is progressively known to be that of peace and joy when we walk in the Spirit. Lord, we pray for the people listening today, and we pray for a hedge of protection around all of them for their travels, whether they're working or staying at home or going on the road somewhere. We pray for you to go before us, Lord. We pray for your divine protection. We pray for your providential leadings to go where we should go, and to protect our path and set up favorable outcomes before we even get there. With those favorable outcomes, most likely, best being used to represent your kingdom, where we can share the gospel through our words and actions. Lord, we pray for healing for those who need it. Yesterday, we know of someone who lost their husband due to COVID. So we pray for that. That you know who those people are, Lord, and we pray for them. And we pray for you to be with them in their loss, and to have their friends and family come along beside them as they lost someone on Thanksgiving Day. Lord, we pray for healing for the others who need it, and you know their names as well. So we'll let it go at that. And Lord, we just thank you. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on everyone listening today to lead and guide us into where we should go this Friday and to the weekend beyond. Lord, we thank you for all these and ask you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.